Guys, welcome back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast. My name is Skylar.
And I'm Michelle.
And just like a recap of us, we are Broadway people, theater people, one might say. And we talk about our Broadway tips, tricks, Broadway news, advice, and just everything Broadway. We always start out with our hyperfixation songs, and then we get into some Broadway news. And then today, we're going to talk about Elf.
I'm so excited to talk about Elf.
Yeah, we
Like,
needed to.
we need to. I've been just holding it in. Scout and I have already decided we're going again.
Oh, yeah. Before the season's over, we have to.
We must, because it's just
So
wow.
good.
Wow.
Just a 10. Well, we'll see if it was a 10 once we break it down, but
If it's not a 10
it's close
or at
to
least a 9, yeah, I'd be
it.
stunned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Michelle, do you want to start with the hyper or do you want me to go first?
We go
The
first.
hyper.
The hyper. Hyper.
Hyper
Why did I say it
fix.
like that?
Hyper.
The hyper fixation songs. So, one thing that I should say before prior to the hyperfixation songs, that Skylar and I saw Wicked over the weekend, the
Oh my
movie.
God.
We're not saying any spoilers.
Nope.
We're waiting and letting you all have a chance to see it. We probably will talk about it on the next podcast
Although, did
we
you
have
see
to.
everybody posting the spoilers even?
Oh my God, everybody's posting it. It's actually unkind. And people are posting
Right?
like full-on clips. I don't know how.
Yes.
And I also feel really bad because I see people on TikTok like posting that this is their first time ever having any sort of experience with Wicked. And people are commenting spoilers for part two and ruining it for them, which is just not nice. Like, let people enjoy it the way that they want to.
Yeah, because it's shocking. And it should
Yeah.
be. Yeah, oh, that's not right.
Yeah, those twists, like, you don't want to. I'm sure so many people got spoiled. It's like, come on, guys. It hasn't even been a week.
Yeah, and like when I saw Wicked on Broadway the first time, I had no idea. I
No,
just
me too.
knew.
That's what makes it the best
And
part.
it was so great. So great.
And they're
It's not
also
fair.
there's
Not
like
nice.
can there's some cameos and things like everything was spoiled for people, which I just think is really unfair.
No
You know
offense, I'm
what? You
so happy
know?
that it didn't happen to us.
No, me too. Actually, I heard Kelly Clarkson spoiled some of the cameos and stuff on her show,
Why would she do
like
that?
during an interview. I don't know. I mean, I love Kelly Clarkson, but I know that like from watching her show sometimes, like. She just talks a lot. She rambles. So I think it just came out, but
Slipped.
I don't think it's nice.
So we won't spoil, we promise.
We won't spoil. So I think, in all honesty, like all of my songs from this week are coming from Wicked.
Yeah.
The movie soundtrack, it came out also, and it's just some of the new arrangements are so good. It's like, how can you not be in love with this soundtrack? So number three for this week is going to be Defying Gravity. I'm sorry, I just love Cynthia Erivo's take on it. It's absolutely beautiful. I love some of the new arrangements and some of the fun like riffs that she's put into it and like the new little part with the unlimited, like that was so off key. But yeah, that little part, like I love
Yeah,
that.
that's
So
amazing.
that's number three. Number two is actually the bonus track, which is the Oz Dust duet.
Gorgeous.
Stunning. The instrumental is so beautiful. And then, obviously, no spoilers for anyone, but I think I had to choose that as well because when we saw the movie, I sobbed like a baby
Yeah,
during that
it was
part.
gorgeous.
I think it's some of the best directing I think I've ever seen, in all
Remind me
honesty.
out of the podcast because I don't want to say it now because it's a little bit of spoiler. I have to tell you something about that scene.
Yeah. Out of the podcast.
Yeah.
And then
Sorry, people.
number one has to be Dancing Through Life because Jonathan Bailey is the dream. I'm sorry. He is the perfect Fiero. Skylar and I have both loved him since Bridgerton, and that love will never fade away.
It
He
really
was
won't.
literally made for this role. His version of Dancing Through Life with, again, his little own takes on it, his little riffs and changes the music. It's just so well done. So well done. So those are my hyperfixation songs of
Iconic.
the week. I pretty much am hyperfixating over Wicked.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, how could you not?
How
Really?
could you not? And we spoke about this. We both really had doubts going into it. I
Yeah.
thought it was going to be again another movie musical that like saw hyped up, and then it's like, oh. But it really was such a masterpiece. It was so well done. But the only thing is, I do think now they have to be careful because, will part two live up to part one? I don't know.
Yeah. And I also like it because it's like family. I'm hoping they, for part two, make it like a higher rating so that they can kind of push it a little bit.
Yeah, like I would like As Long As You're Mine to be like
Yeah, me
the
too.
way it should be.
I agree.
Like, I better see a little bit more than just a little peck on the lips, and that's all I'm gonna
Oh,
say.
that's what I'm. Yeah. Actually, at
Give
work
me
today.
Bridgerton. Give me Bridgerton.
No, that's what it should be though. Like honestly, if you're adding stuff, that's what they should. At work today, funny note, and I think advertising in like Target and all these places that are selling the book need to advertise it better because one of my coworkers came up to me and she has a 12-year-old daughter and she's like, "Oh, Skylar, like I was thinking about letting her read the Wicked book." And I went, "No."
No,
So I
no.
was like, "No." I was like, don't let her. I was like, you can read it. You go ahead. But I was like, no, it's not for like tweens or teens or.
Absolutely not. It is adult
Oh,
text.
yeah.
But I saw at Target this week, they now turned Wicked into a picture book
Yeah.
for little kids. And the book has all the lyrics from the
Oh, that's cute.
songs. So I think if you're gonna let a little kid read Wicked, that's the version you get. Get the small picture book. They'll learn
Yeah.
some of the songs in the process. The pictures, I was looking through them, and it's beautiful, beautiful, but they cannot read
No.
the actual story. It is not appropriate.
I was like, I'm so glad you came up to me and asked because, yeah, no. So, and I know like they're putting the books with the display, which I understand, but at the same time, you have a lot of like 10, 12-year-olds looking at it and be like, oh.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah,
yeah.
they're getting the book. I saw the book the other day with like the little handmade bracelet sets that they're selling and the
Oh.
lollipops and stuff, and like it was with all the little girl Legos and Barbie dolls. I was like, this is not where you should be having that book.
No, definitely not. Because, yeah, no way. No
Mm-mm.
way. All right, so I guess, so mine is like the same, but different songs. Number three, the only one not from Wicked is from Elf. Because last week you said the song Never Fall in Love with an Elf, so then I just started listening to it.
Oh, I love it. I love
Yeah,
it.
couldn't stop. Iconic.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Literally. And once you said it, I was like, ah, gotta listen to it. sorry, my voice. At number two, I've been listening to What Is This Feeling a lot,
That
especially
one's
when
great
they gum
too.
together. Oh.
Have you seen the fact that it's trending all over TikTok, the little segment with the dance?
I want to learn it so badly.
I think we
I
should
keep
learn it and
watching
try
it.
to do it. We should try to do
You imagine? We'd be iconic.
We gotta
Iconic.
learn it. We gotta learn it. It's just so catchy, like,
It's
and
so
I love
cool.
Ariana's little like shoulder like twitch that she does when she's
Right?
doing it.
Like,
I don't know why I can't stop watching.
I love it. And it's so cool that people are like I saw a video where someone like broke it down really slow, so I kept watching it. Like I'm gonna learn it, but it's really cool. It's good. And then at number one, No One Mourns the Wicked. Oh my
You know what? That reminds me. I meant to talk to you about No One Mourns the Wicked. I saw a video on TikTok and I did not realize. Did you know that there was a lyric change at the
Yeah, I
end?
saw that. Yes. I was shook.
With the killer instead of get her? That's
Yeah.
nuts. That is nuts, but I love it.
It was a good idea. It was a
Yeah.
great idea. There was a lot of like random lyric change. Like in Dancing Through Life, he doesn't say like what's the most swankifying.
Place in town. Some people are pissed about it. Some people like that, like Sierra already knew what's the most swankified place in town. I kind of am on board with that. I like that. Like he's this
That makes
cool
sense.
guy. He knows where he's going. He's a
Yeah.
prince.
And it kind of modernizes it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people, well, I know we have to talk about it off the podcast. I was about to
Yeah.
say a spoiler.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of
You have
people
not
having
seen
thoughts.
Wicked. Lots of thoughts. I have none, though. I have no thoughts about it.
About Wicked?
Yeah, like, I have no, like, major issues.
No, I don't have thoughts because of issues. I have thoughts because of changes that I have to talk about. Cameos, I just feel like I have to talk about, and just like how
Oh,
amazing he
yeah. No,
was.
yeah, that makes
But
sense.
like,
I have no complaints, I guess that's what I was gonna say.
no complaints. No
No.
complaints.
Iconic. Iconic. Can't stop, won't stop.
So,
Yeah.
besides the fact that, this is our elf week, it also, we happen to be recording this right before Thanksgiving. So,
Yeah.
Skylar's not a huge Thanksgiving fan, but I love it.
Yeah,
But let's chat a little bit. What are some of your favorite Thanksgiving foods or traditions that you are possibly excited for?
So
I don't know if you're excited.
the one tradition I'm most excited for is just waking up, making a pot of coffee, and just laying on a couch and watching the parade. That's what I'm most excited.
Same.
I don't like leaving the couch to go places. Like I like that from like 8 a.m. to like 11, you're just sad.
That's my time. That's my time with me and my TV. And a
Exactly.
cup of coffee or a little hot cocoa, a little bowl of
Yeah.
cereal.
Pajamas, just cozy.
That's my
That's
time.
my favorite. And my family used to do that growing up. We just from that time, and then we get ready after.
Yeah.
Once Santa Claus comes, then we get ready. I
Yeah, you're a big Santa Claus house.
am.
But
That's what I'm
no,
doing.
I mean, I guess if we're talking traditions, one of my favorite traditions growing up was I used to go to the parade for years.
Yeah.
But, if I don't go in person, then, being sitting on the couch watching it with a little hot cocoa and cuddling in bed or whatever, like
Yeah.
that's happiness to me. I mean, I guess like something I do every single year is I record all of the different parade channels. Because I want to make sure I don't miss any of the Broadway performances, because some are on one
Yeah.
channel, some are on the other. But yeah, I love just sitting and watching the Broadway performances. And I guess in terms of Thanksgiving food, my favorite Thanksgiving food has to be sweet potato casserole. I make it the good old-fashioned way with just some sweet potatoes, a little bit of marshmallow, and like a little maple syrup or brown sugar. Mwah, you're done. You're done. That's
Yeah,
all
I've
you
never.
need.
See, I like sweet potatoes, but I don't like them with like marshmallows and stuff. Like, I don't.
Why?
I make them like sweet potato tacos. I'll just roast them with like garlic and like, not butter. Why did I say butter?
So
Just
you try to,
garlic, salt,
so
and
you
pepper.
like make it more
Savory.
savory.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I have a bad sweet tooth, as
Yeah.
all our viewers know from my numerous TikToks about Kit Kats.
Yeah.
So.
So my food wise, I guess I'm annoying. I'm vegan. Hi. So I don't eat much there. And I have a dairy allergy. So I'm the most annoying person when it comes to holidays because I really can't eat much because everybody cooks with butter. I can't do it.
That's true. That's
So
true.
okay, so let's say before, when I was younger, my favorite thing was the mashed potatoes. Love that.
But that could have milk and butter in it.
No, like before, I'm saying when I was a little girl and I
Oh,
didn't
before
have
the
these issues,
allergy. Okay.
when I could just eat and not care about my stomach, I'd be hitting up the mashed potatoes and the stuffing. Those are my favorite.
What about
Now, I
now?
don't eat much.
Not even like a good Brussels sprout.
Yeah, I'll do the veggies if they're not with bacon. Because sometimes there's bacon in it.
What's
Yeah.
wrong with bacon? Oh,
I don't eat
the
meat.
vegan. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I spaced out for a second. Ignore
You
me.
know. So now I'm just usually I'll pack my own like sweet potatoes and asparagus and just chomp on that.
Yeah, it's very fun when we go out to eat and we're trying to figure out where Skylar can eat.
It's annoying. I'm always like, let me just pack a peanut butter sandwich and call it a day.
No, but the thing is, we found some restaurants that were like, oh, let's try this, let's try that. And then we always get disappointed every time.
Yeah.
We've been struggling with finding restaurants.
Yeah, you remember the little quinoa salad I got? Literally,
Oh my
little.
God. Literally little for like 40 bucks. Like,
Insane.
rip off
Insane.
Bond
Insane.
45, rip off.
Oh, snap. And that's the tea.
The
Don't
tea.
go there. They will rip
Don't.
you off for a $15. I'm kidding.
And they'll forget to give you your chicken. They didn't give me my chicken and my salad.
Jerks.
They
Jerks.
and they also didn't tell me that chicken is a full extra $15 extra. So I didn't have my chicken with my meal and they still charged me. So
Yeah. Yeah. Rude,
yeah.
rude.
A little tea, a little tea, a little tea for all of you.
Oh, I have another tradition. Thanksgiving night, when I still lived with like my mom, we would always watch the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. Like after family, come
Really?
home and watch the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. So I like that
Oh,
one.
that's nice. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know if I've ever watched it.
Excuse me?
I don't think I've ever watched
How
it.
about the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
Isn't that Halloween?
Yeah, I know, but you never watched that one either?
I don't remember. I probably had it on in the background. I don't know.
Oh, dear God.
Listen, most Thanksgivings, I was like the night before, I was in bed by like 8 because I had to wake up by like 2 in the morning to go to the parade.
Yeah, no, we never went. I've never gone my whole life.
I know we spoke about it. We have to find a year where we could go because you
Only thing
have
is,
to
I'm
just
gonna
see
have
it
to pee.
once. I told you there are porta potties if you really have to.
Dear God.
Or just don't drink. Hold it in.
Hold it in.
If you could hold it for the whole Wicked movie, which I was very proud of you about, you can hold
Yeah.
it for the parade.
I was thinking about that because everybody was posting when to go to the bathroom. I was like, wait, I didn't have to go.
Yeah.
That was weird.
And by the way, it keeps bothering me that everyone's posting when they could go to the bathroom. People are like, oh, you can leave right before one short day, or you could go, during something bad. And I'm like, excuse me? How could you
I'm
leave at
not
all?
leaving.
It's Wicked.
I'm not getting up
It's
from my seat. I'm not missing anything. A
no.
cameo, Easter egg?
I'd rather pee in the chair than get up.
Me too.
Not that I actually would, but I
You
would.
can't prove that I
Don't know what happens in the dark.
it. Yeah. Come at me. Yeah. I don't know. I really didn't have to go. That's weird. Iconic.
So I guess while we're still talking about Wicked, moving on to some
Yeah.
Broadway news, Wicked had the biggest opening weekend ever for a Broadway musical adaptation into a movie, which is
Insane.
crazy. They got $164 million
Like,
in the
what is
global
that
opening
number?
weekend. Good for them, honestly. It's so much money.
I mean, I wonder if they like equaled out with the amount of money they probably spent on like the sets and like, oh, sorry, something just played. like, you know what I mean?
I don't know if they equaled out yet, but I'm sure they're gonna end
They're
up
gonna
hitting it.
surpass
But
that.
speaking of Wicked money, something that I saw that really angered me, which I actually posted on our Instagram account. So they released the rumored amounts that each actor got paid to be in the movie. Ariana Grande got paid about 15 million, which is like confirmed somewhere between like 14 and 15 million. Cynthia Erivo only got paid $1 million to play Elphaba.
Wait, what?
And it's because Ariana Grande, I saw a video about it. It's because Ariana Grande is more of a name, brings in a whole different audience. It's harder to work with her schedule. She's a global superstar. So
What
they had to
the?
pay more for her to be in the movie than Cynthia Erivo. Like Ariana Grande, I saw makes like $234 million a year, so they had to give a fair like amount. But Cynthia Erivo usually makes like $3 million a year in general.
That's not right.
And that bothered me. Jonathan Bailey, $500,000. It says
How, wait,
here.
the big jumps in numbers to me, that's what's sickening. Like,
Ariana got paid more than everybody else. Jeff Goldblum, huge movie star, $2 million. Michelle Yeoh, $2 million. Ethan Slater got $350,000 for Bach, which I kind of understand. And then Marissa Bode, who plays Nessa Rose, got $250,000, which I also kind of understand. But Cynthia Erivo, the
She should have been
star,
close.
yeah,
She should have been at least 10 and up.
ten or
At
up.
least close to that 15.
Give me 5 million, but a
Yeah.
million?
That's not right.
I thought it was really wrong.
And she put her heart and soul into that character.
She was the best Elphaba I've ever seen.
Oh my God, right?
By far. Like she embodied the character.
She did such a great
And
job.
what's
That's
great what's
sickening.
and what's crazy to me is for the Oscars, they already came out and said that like Cynthia Erivo is gonna run for best lead actress in a
Yeah.
movie, and Ariana Grande is gonna run for best featured actress. So you're admitting that Glinda, in some
Is it
sense,
featured?
is a featured and not a lead, but yet the
Yeah.
featured got paid 15 times the amount as the lead.
It's not right. Cynthia better win. She better
She
win.
deserves it.
Yeah. She's incredible. Wow,
So
that's
yeah,
sickening.
crazy fun facts.
Do they usually give out like how much people made?
Yeah, sometimes it gets released. I've heard it for other things. Like I believe if
Nice.
you look up like Avengers and stuff, like those amounts are all out.
That makes sense. Well, that's sad.
Yeah.
Next news, Boy George is gonna return to the cast of Moulin Rouge
I
again.
saw a lot of mixed reactions about that. People are not happy about it.
Because did you see clips of him singing? Not
Yeah.
great.
Well, he doesn't have a, he, his voice has changed over the years. He doesn't have a great singing voice anymore. But the thing is, he does have the name. He brings in the
People,
audience.
that's what I was thinking.
And they kind of need it right now. I mean, to be honest, John Cardoza and Soler, they're not like huge Broadway names like Aaron and JoJo.
Yeah.
So it
They
makes
might be
sense.
struggling.
Yeah. I wonder if Mulan's going to close sometime soon.
Maybe. But I also feel bad for John and Souls. How do you say your name? Zoe.
Soleil, I
Zoe?
think.
Zoleia? Because they really are incredible. Like,
Yeah,
they are really good.
they both have beautiful voices. I don't know why. I get a weird vibe that within the next like year or so, Wicked, I mean not Wicked, Moulin Rouge is gonna close at some point. I felt like the last time we went that some of the parts are starting to get a little outdated, like the music and stuff. You could tell it was made like whatever it was, 5 years ago now. Like it's the songs from that those years.
Yeah, I
I
don't know,
don't
because I still hear all those songs.
know.
I don't know. It could close. I just feel bad for them because they deserve somebody equal to them, if that makes sense.
Well, but you also want someone good to play off of too.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. So there's a lot of on Playbill, I saw this really cool article about like a bunch of movie musicals that are in like development. I thought we could just go through a few. I didn't put all of them, but there's a lot. But some like highlights of the most important ones, I think, to us. The first one is the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee is in production, which is iconic.
Really?
Yeah.
And by
From
Disney?
Disney. Yeah. That
See,
should be good.
that's I think it'll be good, but that surprises me that Disney would do that. Because isn't the show a little inappropriate? I mean, I've never seen it, but there's literally a whole song, My Unfortunate Erection.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll. I mean, Disney, though, if you look on like Disney Plus, there's shows that are on there that are kind of.
Yeah, but that's really more because the merge with Hulu. Oh my God. I was scrolling on Disney Plus the other day. You know what is on their main page as a featured new movie?
What?
Sausage Party.
What?
I was like, some kid is gonna go on Disney Plus and see a cartoon hot dog and they're gonna watch it.
Yeah, I'm shocked about that.
I couldn't, I mean, if you're gonna have it because of Hulu, okay, but don't advertise it.
No, that should not be on the front.
I was
Wow.
stunned. This was
That's
just this
crazy.
week.
That is crazy. Definitely insane. I'm excited though. It doesn't say when it's going to come out, but at least it's in production. Next
That's
one
good
is
enough.
Be More Chill.
Okay, I was a big Be More Chill fan, so that really excites me.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But you know what? I actually do feel like it would really make a great movie musical.
Did you
I
see
picked.
it?
Oh, I saw it multiple times. I saw it when it was off Broadway and when it was on Broadway. I kind of see Be More Chill being like on like Netflix. Like, you know how they recently released 13 the musical and it was like homemade by Netflix? I picture Be More Chill being kind of like that.
That makes sense.
But I'm curious to see. I mean, it does still have fans. It has an audience, but I feel like if they were to do it needs to be done sooner than later.
Definitely. I agree, because it still has that little bit of like following, posting on TikTok, people still talking about it. I wonder if they'll cast the same people.
I don't know. I think they're too old now to play teenagers, especially in
Yeah.
a movie.
It's like Ben Platt and Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh my God, though. I'm so sorry. He was too old.
Did you watch that? I didn't watch it.
I bought it to watch and I never put on the DVD. So I'm just like,
Right?
I don't know if I can.
Oh no, I wasn't like,
I
this
heard it
is.
was really bad.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. I just never had the desire to sit there and watch it.
You know, I saw it live like multiple times. I don't know if I necessarily feel like I need to watch it, but I will at some point.
Yeah.
But I literally have it in my other room. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I just never.
Yeah.
Next is Carole King. Well, Beautiful, the Carole King musical. Which, that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm not surprised about that one. It's little. It's like a bio musical, and I feel like that would probably would do well on the big screen. And it appeals to like multiple ages. But I also feel like Carole King's story, in all honesty, doesn't need to be told through a musical form. I think they could just make a Carole King biopic movie.
Yeah, that makes sense. But SUNY Pictures is going to produce it, and they already casted Daisy Edgar Jones as Carol.
Wait a minute, did you just pronounce Sony as Suni Pictures?
Oh my God. Oh. I need something today. Oh, dear God.
I was like, I never heard of Suni Pictures.
Please ignore me.
I had so Sky. Okay, so Skylar sends me like. She makes our whole outlines and everything of what we're gonna like talk about and stuff. So she sent me the outline. And when you said that, I literally had to scroll back to see if I read it wrong.
My God. Oh, so stupid. Dear God.
Okay.
It's been a day. Listen,
No.
I put on a whole parade today. I'm exhausted. I've been talking all day.
It's a day. It's a Tuesday.
Yeah. Literally, when you think about it, I should record how like many questions I get asked or how many times I have to like I don't think there's a second where I'm not talking in a day.
You should do that one day. It's like a fun vlog, like a
Yeah.
one-time thing. See how many times you get stopped.
Yeah, every 10 seconds. But yeah.
Any other movie musicals?
Gypsy, apparently.
Gypsy. Now that I'm kind of surprised about, given that the show just reopened.
Right?
Unless they're trying to build it off of the Gypsy height. Hype. See, I'm messing up
Maybe.
too. It's that kind of week.
Yeah. It's Thanksgiving week. Yeah, interesting. I feel like that's the only way we're gonna ever be able to get food. So good for us.
Yeah, we're never gonna be able to afford tickets unless we could somehow find it. But
We can't rush. We're not rush people.
I think, oh no, never again with the rush. But I don't know, maybe we could do SeatGeek. Maybe find
Yeah.
something, a deal.
Pray.
We like our
Please, we like a good
deals.
deal. Please. Thank you.
Is so then I guess moving on then to some other like big Broadway news going on. Jonathan Spector's Eureka Day begins on November 25th. And it's going
Yesterday.
to be, oh, that's yesterday. That's true.
Wow.
It began on November 25th. Let me use the right tense. Excuse me.
Wow.
And it's starring Amber Gray and Thomas Middleditch and more. And it's about the fight about vaccines. I don't know if it's necessarily my style. I'm a little bit over the whole vaccine pandemic-y things.
Yeah.
I know we spoke about it on our last podcast, but to each their own.
Yeah, I definitely would need to like listen to a song or something.
Yeah. Is it a
It's
musical?
a musical, right?
I don't even know.
I don't even know. I just assumed when I saw Amber Gray, I was like, oh, it has to be a musical.
I don't know, is it? We'll have to look it up. Why do I keep yawning? I am so tired. I'm sorry, guys, for yawning and your faces on this podcast. Oh, it's a play.
It's
It's
a
a
play.
play.
Oh my God. Okay. I don't know, people. We're not play people.
Well, speaking of something musical, though, it was also just announced that the Blue Man Group is closing their off-Broadway run, which has been going on for literally over 3 decades.
Isn't that crazy? It's weird to
It's
think about. I never saw it. I had no desire, still don't. But
really? I have I ever seen Blue Man Group? I don't think I did either. I think I've just seen like clips and
yeah.
stuff of them. But I don't know, maybe we could go just to experience it. I heard
I
they
don't
splash a
know.
lot of paint.
Yeah, like I just never had a desire. I'm like, if I'm going, I'd rather see something I actually want to.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie to you, they kind of creep me out.
Right? I agree. Like, what? Are they fully painted? Or are they wearing like a blue suit?
I'm so sorry, but I don't know what goes on underneath there.
I don't want to know because that's the
I
only thing.
don't wanna
I don't
know.
want to know what's going on underneath there. Could you imagine having to paint yourself like that? Oh, I guess Elphaba does it. Never mind.
I'm assuming they don't paint the chest area because they're in like the black turtlenecks.
What do they do? They just play music? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like drums and they splash paint and they are blue.
Blue Man Group, man. They're
Yeah.
blue.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't foresee us enjoying it that much. I think we would just make it a big joke.
I don't know if it's for us. And then finally, the last little piece of Broadway news, Ramin Kamilou and Hadley
Ramin.
Frazier. Ramin. For me,
Ramin.
oh
You said ramen?
okay, as we've said once, and we'll say it again, it's Tuesday.
Wait, I kind of want
Okay, next time we go, we'll get Ichiran. So yeah, whatever. They're gonna be starring in London in Dirty Rotten Scoundrels
that's gonna be
concerts.
iconic.
Starts November 24th, which also was 2 days ago, so we're late again. But there we go.
Oh, well, I love that man. He was in Les Mis. I saw him like three times as Jean Valjean, and then in
His
Anastasia.
name's
I love that name.
Ramin? Ramin?
Ramin
Ramin?
Kamilou.
Why do I have such a trouble with that
Ramen.
name? I'm gonna, you know, from now on in my heart, he's Ramin.
He's ramen. No, he's so good though. And he's gonna be in the Pirates of something.
Pinzas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so on some very sad news, we've not seen a show in over a week.
The end of
Hello,
the
darkness.
world. Hello, darkness, my
Darkness,
old
my old.
friend. Dun, 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 dun,
So
dun.
sad. sad.
I'm
So
surprised
sad.
we haven't seen a show in over a week. I mean, I understand with the holidays, but I'm deprived.
Deprived, but also like we need Outsiders lottery. It's not been on lottery all week. Online lottery, to preface. And then we want to see Gypsy, but it's only in person rush.
You know, I don't think a lot of shows are doing lotteries this week because of Thanksgiving, because I know a lot of them get like really sold out with all the tourists. Like I saw that
Yeah.
Wicked, their next lottery is not until like December 2nd.
And they upped the price, didn't they? By like $5. Was it 55? Now it's 60.
I don't know if they upped it, but it is 60.
Yeah, because I remember seeing 55.
Yeah, they cuckoo. They
Am I
cuckoo for
right?
Cocoa Puffs.
Literally. Yeah, we haven't seen a show, which is weird for us.
We also lost the South Pacific lottery.
I thought we were gonna win that for some reason.
You know, I did see somewhere. I think they do two drawings. I don't know if we've officially lost because we lost today, or is it official that we lost if we lose tomorrow?
Oh.
But I could be wrong. I thought I saw that
Well,
there were
that's
two
weird if they told
drawings.
us that we lost, and then that would be weird.
It says winners will be selected at 12 o'clock p.m. on Monday, November 25th, and 12 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday, November 26th. Oh, we did
Oh, we
officially
lost.
lose. Well, that
That
sucks.
stinks. I wanted
That
to go to that.
sucks. Me too. I thought we would love it. You know, we could still just look up tickets and see how much, you know, it kind of costs.
Yeah.
Take a little gander.
A little gander. So yeah, we have not seen a show, which is weird for us because we were on a roll. But now we're in a little lull. It's okay.
I don't know if we're going to end up seeing another one before the end of November.
I don't think so. Unless Sunday.
I don't know. We gotta look. I should know Sunday. Sunday's the first.
Oh my God, it is.
We may be at our cap for the month. We have to, I guess, look at our numbers and talk about it on the next podcast.
I have to recap it on TikTok. Wow. Interesting.
That's sad. I
Interesting.
don't want it to be our last show.
Well, what's your top show that you want to see next?
I don't know if there's any of the new shows that I really am dying to see except Gypsy right now. I mean, I'm not even dying to see it. I want to see it, but it's not like I have to, which I
Yeah.
feel like a lot of people are going to judge me. I kind of want to see Outsiders again.
I was gonna say that too, or Hamilton for some reason.
Outsiders, Hamilton. I wouldn't even mind seeing Sunset Boulevard again.
I was gonna say that too.
I could
I
tell
want
you
to
when
see
I'm.
Mandy and Tom.
Yeah, I want to see that combo. Elf.
Yeah.
I want to see Elf again before it closes. I don't know what else is even out. What are we forgetting? I don't really have a desire to see Death Becomes Her again. I don't have a desire to see Hell's Kitchen again.
No.
Duffs, I don't. We recently saw Wicked. It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
I want to see the movie again.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Yeah, I guess there really isn't anything I'm like, oh my God, we need to go right now.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to go. I want to go to Lion King and Aladdin because you haven't seen those. I think you
Yeah.
should. I don't know.
Isn't it weird?
I think all the ones we want to go to are repeats.
Yeah, it's like I feel like we're re in the cycle of repeating,
Yeah.
which is
Which is sometimes
good.
it's a nice cycle. You know what you like, you go, you enjoy it.
Yeah, I really need to go to Outsiders. Like, I really need to. And Brody really needs to be in. And I'll say that to the rest of my life until I get to see him.
I feel like we have a weird curse that every time we go, Brody's not in.
I know. I feel like that's what stresses me out the most about buying tickets. Because it's like, we're buying it for this intention. What if it doesn't happen?
Yeah. And
Like, love the
Skylar needs
understudies,
needs
but
to
I
see
need to see
Brody.
him.
Brody's on Skylar's list,
He's.
so
I need to
he's
see
on the
him.
list. He is the list.
He is the list. He's one, two, and three, baby. Yeah, I need to see him. But So hopefully next week we have better news on that front.
Yeah, I would like to see something.
We need a good night out.
Yeah, a good party night. Like, just a fun night. Nothing weird in the city. There was a lot of weirdos out last time we went in, too.
Yeah, that was not fun.
We just
Oh,
want a
and
nice night
Juliet
out.
too.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to go to. I want to go see it when Joey starts.
Yes. Which is January, right?
Yeah, so that's coming up soon. I think that's it.
Yeah, right? Until new shows start funneling in.
Until the new, but even some of the new shows I'm not really into. I don't know if it's just like not our style, but we'll see. We will
Oh, we want
see.
to see Gatsby too. When Ryan
When Ryan
McCartan
starts. When does Ryan start?
movie. I think January
So we got things
15th.
coming. We got things
Yeah.
coming.
We just had a slow month.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess moving on to the big talk of the week.
The big talk.
This week's topic is Elf on
So exciting.
Broadway, which we are so excited about. But before we get into that, once again, how this whole schmuggle works, we have different categories that we rank on a scale of 1 to 10, and we then combine those rankings and average it out to figure out what is our total rating for the show on a score out of 10. The categories are, drum roll please,
Ooh.
costumes, set designs, songs and music,
Ooh.
choreography, the book, ambiance and crowd control, casting choices, acting and pacing, and then always an honorary mention is the theater bathrooms. And I will say, it's the Marriott Marquis. It's the best theater bathrooms in Broadway, and that's all you need to say.
Best. 10 out of 10. No
10
notes
out
for
of
that.
10. No notes. It's our
We
favorite.
love
Whenever we
it.
could get into the Marriott Marquis bathroom, Skylar and I are happy ladies.
Very happy women. Yep.
Very
It's a
happy.
great bathroom. Great bathroom.
Fantabulous. Fantabulous bathroom.
Iconic.
It's cozy. It's comfortable.
It's big. Like, there's
And big.
room. And that's what we like. I don't like when my knees are touching the wall. Get out of
Very
here.
true. My favorite stall is there's like one stall with like an actual door, like you're going into your own private room.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy.
So good.
Well, Skylar's our Christmas fiend, as you all know. And
Yeah.
because of that, it will be her week to discuss the
I have the
synopsis of Elf.
honors.
You have the
I almost, I
honor.
should have, I will have my elf sweatshirt right next to me. I should have wore it. Okay, so I guess let's go into the summary of
A
Elf. The
summary.
summary. So Elf the musical is similar to the movie in some aspects, but not in all aspects. So first you it follows the story of Buddy the Elf, who, when he was a baby, he was in an orphanage. When he was there, he crawled into Santa's bag on Christmas night, and Santa accidentally took him back to the North Pole. And he crawled out, and all the elves saw, and he was raised by the elves. In the movie, he's raised by Papa Elf. In the musical, they actually cut that character, which I don't like that much, but okay. So he was just in the musical, he's just raised by elves, and it follows his life, and then he finds out that he's a human and not an elf, and that he has a father who lives in New York City who is on the naughty list. And now he's gonna go travel to find his dad. And along the way, his dad is married, so he has a stepmom and a stepbrother, Michael. So,
What a half brother.
well, so what's the difference between stepbrother and half brother? There's a difference?
Stepmother means that Michael would have a different dad. Half brother means that
Oh.
they share the same DNA.
Oh, okay.
They say that.
So in that process, he goes to Macy's, where there's like a Christmas village there, where they're selling stuff, and he meets Jovi, and then they follow their love story, and then yeah. the rise and fall of Bunny the Elf.
Buddy the Elf, it's the story of Buddy.
But yeah, they cut Papa Elf, which I don't love because I love Buddy's and Papa's relationship. And I think it's an important part of the story.
Yeah, they cut that, and the only other thing I was like, huh, when I saw that they changed it is that at the end, instead of it being like Michael that reads Santa's
Yes.
like naughty and nice list and like what you want for the holidays, whatever, on the news, it's Buddy that does that himself,
Yeah.
which I thought was strange, but those are, I think, probably the two most notable
Yeah.
changes.
Is there anything else I missed in the summary?
No, I mean, I think you really got everything.
Yeah.
So I guess to kind of get started, first off is costumes.
Oh my God.
Now, the costumes for Christmas Town were so genius. They did the elves the same way that they did Lord Farquaad and Shrek, where they're all on their knees.
Was
And
so funny.
it was so funny. But I just even loved the costumes for the New Yorkers. Like everything was
Yeah.
colorful, but was very realistic.
Yeah, I agree. They didn't like go too far in any aspect.
Not at all. The only costume that I wished was different, I do wish that Buddy was in the movie outfit. I
Yeah.
felt like what they changed it to didn't really feel like Buddy
It didn't capture
necessarily.
him. Yeah. No, I agree with that. And Jovi's elf costume was a little iffy to me.
Yeah, isn't Buddy like not even in tights? Like, wasn't he in like kind of like pantsish with like
Yeah.
socky tights? Like, I just feel like I wanted him in the full blown tights.
You're right. I want the tights too. I think it really makes the character of Buddy and how absurd it is that he's walking around like that in New York City.
And
Yeah,
it's,
he's in like shorts and like long socks.
that just doesn't feel like Buddy. And even it's even a line in Never Fall in Love with an Elf. It was like, you can ask the girls, like, like you're gonna be screwed if you have a, I forgot the exact lyrics. I mean, like, if you fall in love with a guy who wears tights is literally a lyric in the
Yeah.
song. So I just feel like that didn't really mesh too well. But yeah, that was the only costume I really had to complain about. I think for me, I'd probably give costumes like a 9. I think they were great and like perfect for the story. I just felt like there was, I needed one little extra oomph.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I think I would give it a 9 too, 'cause it's not like it was bad, but like I do it kind of helped more if he was in that more traditional Buddy, or if Jovi was in the more traditional Jovi look.
Like they even could have changed the colors a little bit if they wanted to, but
Yeah,
like I
the
like that
same
they
frame.
incorporated some more red and stuff. I wanted the same frame.
Yeah, I agree. And at the end, when Jovi's in like that pink elf costume, I wanted to see that.
Yeah, I like when she blends in with the elves and like becomes one of them. I felt like you didn't really
No.
get that in this version. I'm trying to look up in the original version of Elf on Broadway. I'm looking it up. Yeah, see, in the original version with Sebastian as Buddy, it looks like he is wearing a more similar costume to like Buddy in the movie.
Yeah, see, that makes more sense to me.
Oh, probably original Sebastian. I want to look up just adult. Yeah, he's wearing like almost the exact same costume, but the leggings aren't just like plain yellow. Like they're green and yellow with stripes.
Okay. Oh, that's cute.
I feel like even that little help would have been like,
Oh,
oh, this is
100%.
Buddy. I mean,
Yeah.
although I do understand the costume designer wanted to make him more their own, but
Yeah.
in terms of the sets. Now the sets were the one thing that we both spoke about it already together. It's the one thing I felt like they went a little cheap on.
I agree wholeheartedly.
I don't understand why New York City, like the entirety of New York City, was literally just projections and not even like good projections. Like the Empire State Building looked so
Fake, like,
fake
yeah.
and like not even cartoony, like good cartoony. It just looked like it hurt my eyes a little bit when they were showing it.
Yeah,
Like
and
when they showed them
also
scaling up. Yeah.
the tree. Remember the Christmas tree that they projected? But like, why couldn't we just have a real Christmas tree?
Yeah. There are literally Christmas trees in other shows. I think they had a Christmas tree in Tammy Faye.
They did, yeah, for like 10 seconds. Such a waste of money.
I felt like because they know it's only on Broadway for 2 months, they kind of took the cheap
Yeah.
way out. I mean, there were some parts of the sets that were cool, like Christmas Town was like interesting looking. But even that, like his journey where he's going to New York, the entire thing is done pretty much with projections and him standing on a little like iceberg looking thing.
Yeah, I wish there was more in that scene. And the narwhal, they had the conductor put it on. I wish that they projected that. They could have projected a narwhal. I would have been okay with that.
I think that needed to be projected because if you hadn't hit my arm and said, "Oh, look, it's the conductor," I would have
Yeah.
missed it. From a certain point in the mezzanine, you can't really see the conductor, but you still have a great view of the stage. So I didn't see the conductor doing it until you pointed out. Then I like leaned forward to look down.
Yeah, they could have projected that, or they could do had like people puppeteer it. That would have been funny too. Like,
Oh
I
my
feel like they
God.
needed more in that aspect, definitely.
Yeah, I honestly I feel really bad saying this, but I feel like for sets for me, I may say like a 4 or a 5. I'm trying to decide which one.
I was going to say 5. We're so on point today.
We're on the same page. I'll go with 5 too.
Because it definitely lacked, like, it just lacked a little bit. Like, it's a Christmas musical. You should have a tree, a real tree, not just a production.
I think all the money went into Santa's sleigh at the end.
Oh, yeah. Which is
Which
that
is,
part of set? Yeah, right.
it's considered
It's
like the
cool.
set design, how it's gonna fly, and like this obviously like snow that comes out and stuff like that. That's all part of the set, but
Yeah.
they definitely put all the money there.
Oh yeah, 100%. Even Santa in the beginning, he was just sitting on a big chair. Like there was nothing around him at all.
It just like doesn't feel like North Polish. Like,
Yeah, you're so right.
I don't know. I felt like they
They
went cheap.
lacked.
I think they went cheap. Honestly, I'm thinking about turning it to a 4. No, I'm gonna go 5. I'm gonna go 5. Songs and music for me, 10 out of 10. I don't have a single complaint. I love the music. I cannot stop listening to it. Every single song is such a bop. It is such a groove.
Iconic. Wait, can we talk about the song where it's like, and we did a special kind of hug, and now we have a kid, and I'm
Yeah,
That was so funny, and it really captures Buddy's like how naive he is, and like how being raised by elves, he missed all of that. And he has no idea.
yeah. It was so,
So
it wasn't a
funny.
joke for adults, which I felt like was needed.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Yeah, I loved it. I don't have a single complaint about any of the songs. Like, I think it was, I think everyone should go see this show just simply even for the songs. Even some of the harmonies were so beautiful between Michael and the mom,
Oh
like
my
on their
God.
duets. Like, I
Incredible.
love it. And the male harmonies in Nobody Cares About Santa. It's
Yeah.
such a good song.
And you described it perfectly last week. Brotherhood of Man.
Oh yeah, very similar to Brotherhood of Man from How to Succeed. It
Yeah,
gives off those
perfect.
vibes. I love it. What's your ranking?
10.
We're on the same page still. Okay.
Like, so good.
Book. Now, as we already mentioned, there are some changes from the movie with the book. The book is a little bit different. Also, something to add is that the book is a little bit updated. There are some very modern jokes that have been added in. This joke about TikTok. There's a joke about Crocs.
Yeah.
They're
I That
even,
was a great idea they had.
I think it needed to be updated, and I think it was a, I think it was well done. They even added in a joke because, you know, the guy who plays Santa Claus was from Lord of the Rings. They added in a Hobbit joke. Like
Yeah,
it
great.
was so great, the book. I was cracking up the entire time.
And they even put some iconic lines from the movie. Like they made sure to, although it's like the Broadway musical, that he still said those certain things.
Yeah, which you know people were gonna look for when they went.
I will say one thing I noticed. So in the movie, Bunny goes to the coffee place and goes, "Congratulations, you have the best cup of coffee." In the musical, they changed it to the hot dog.
But you know what's interesting? If you listen to the original Broadway cast album, that version, it's a shawarma truck.
Weird.
I noticed that too.
Weird.
I don't know why they had to change that part in particular.
Yeah.
Again, the only thing I can think is a little hot dog cart is cheaper as a set or a
Yeah,
prop piece
than a
than having to
cafe.
make a coffee shop.
You're right.
My
And
issue is
also,
really with Elf is because of sets and props. It's not with the book and the music.
yeah, I agree. And another thing you said, which I don't know if it goes under this category, but it's just before we forget about it. You said it because you were like, you like the scene when Jovi and Buddy are, they're on that date. And they're going
Oh
around
yeah.
in the, oh my
The
God, what is it?
vestibule.
Yeah. And that in the musical, they didn't do that. He did it with like a random person in the city.
Yeah, and it was also earlier on too. I don't know why they did that. I feel like that's such like a little bonding moment for them, and it also
Right?
releases Jovi's fun side. That may have been a directing choice because the vestibule was still in the show,
Yeah.
but I don't
Weird.
know. I think for the book, I'm gonna go 9, and I
Yeah, I
think
was
I'm
between 8 and
going.
9.
Which one are you leaning towards?
9.
I'm going 9 because I am upset a little bit with the change of Papa Elf. Honestly, I think that's my biggest disappointment.
I
There's
agree.
no reason they couldn't have had an ensemble member play him.
He's such an important part of Buddy's upbringing, and it's weird to me that, like, okay, so he was raised by everybody, right? But now randomly two elves decide to talk about that he's human and he hears it.
Yeah, but that's what happens in the movie too.
Yeah, but he was raised by Papa. So it could get like between him and like other people, and I don't know. To me, like,
I feel like Papa Elf shows him what a good dad should be like.
yeah, and
I
like
don't know.
he helps him through understanding his roots. And when he sits, because he sat on Santa's lap in the musical, but in the movie, he sits on Papa Elf's lap and he talks about New York City and his dad.
I think honestly they just wanted to give Santa a bigger role.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on choreography? For me, 10 out of 10. I thought it was really well done. I have no complaints.
Amazing, and Gray did an incredible job dancing.
Oh my God,
I
his
didn't
tap
realize he was a big
dancing?
dancer. Didn't realize. He's great.
Well, I remember him tapping in Mean Girls, and I was like, when he was tapping again here, I was like, yes.
So good.
So 10 out of
So
10 for
good.
you too?
Literally incredible.
I don't have a single complaint. Some of the ensemble like numbers were really my favorite just because of the dancing alone.
Yep.
Ambiance, crowd control. Well, the
Okay,
ambiance when
ambiance.
you go on was great. They had Christmas music playing.
I loved that. Loved it. I felt so happy walking in. I got a mistletoe margarita, which I recommend. And we got elf cups. Loved it.
I
My
got a really bad
only.
tasting water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the guy said I'll put water in the cup for you, but he charged me the price of a soda. So I would have just gotten a soda. I don't understand. But
Yeah.
whatever.
My only issue was the phones. Everybody was recording. And even like when Santa, whatever he does, I don't want to spoil. All the phones went out and nobody stopped it.
They did make a speech about turning your phones off. Like Santa says it jokingly in the beginning
Yeah.
of the show, but people just don't listen. And to be honest, where were the ushers?
They were nowhere. The guy next to me, I gave him an ASD look and he put it down. But he was recording like for 10 minutes after. I was like,
I know. I would give it like a 7 or an 8. I'm kind of between the two.
I'm thinking a 7.
Yeah, that's kind of
Because
my instinct too.
the ambience was great. Like it was great. My only issue was the phones and no crowd control with that. I
Yeah.
was shocked with the amount of kids that were very respectful. Great job.
I totally agree. Casting choices and acting and pacing. We always do these two categories hand in hand. For me, I give it like a 10 out of 10. I thought they all were fantastic. I really don't have any complaints. I think Ray in particular was the perfect buddy. I don't think you could find a better buddy.
He was incredible. Incredible as Buddy the Elf.
Yeah,
Like,
he was born to play that role.
I was shocked, honestly. Shocked. And the guy who plays his dad looked exactly like the actor in the musical.
Yeah, and he sounded
Walter.
exactly like him. He sounded
Yeah.
exactly like Walter. I thought, oh my God, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but the guy from Lord of the Rings who plays Santa, I thought he was the perfect Santa. And he also doubled as the boss of Walter. Such a fun character. I loved the little boy who played Michael, Kai Edgar. His
Oh my
voice was
God.
so beautiful.
It made me want to cry. It
Yeah.
was so good.
Loved, loved. I love them all, and I just really don't have any complaints
No,
about
I
the
really
casting
don't.
and the acting. That part I give a 10 out of 10 for both categories.
Like every little line hit that they said. Like it
Yeah.
hit the notes that it hit. I've read something where someone was like, I smiled for 2 hours straight. Thank you, Elf. And
That's what I
I
did.
felt that. Yeah. I was like, I felt that in my bones. I was like, yeah, I smiled. And then the next day I was so happy.
Yeah, we were
Like,
happy for like the whole week after. We haven't stopped talking about it, really.
yeah. Like, it is such a, although the set, like we said, we break things down. So we had some notes for certain things. We highly recommend you go because we've never felt better after something.
No,
And
we needed it. Wait, I'm gonna interrupt you for 1 second
yeah.
while you begin your summarization rants, like we always do.
Oh.
I'm gonna start totaling our scores, which I think we did the same number in every category. You're also doing a 10 out of 10 for acting and casting, right?
Yeah.
So I'm gonna total our scores. Continue your thoughts.
Okay. I know like sometimes when you there's like holiday musicals that are out, you might not run to go see it because sometimes the crowds aren't great, the audience might be loud, it might be a bunch of kids, but Elf is something that everybody needs to experience. It was the most incredible holiday show, like above the Grinch, above all that. It was incredible. Literally, we were smiling nonstop. We were so happy. It is annoying that people record. So if you go, please do not take out your phone. Enjoy the moment. Like, if I took out my phone, I wouldn't be able to focus on what the magic that was occurring. Everyone, enjoy the moment you're in. Go see Elf. Go have the best night of your life, best weekend. Smile. Meet Gray after. He's the best person ever.
He's a
Enjoy.
sweetie. We met
He's
him
so
after
nice.
Shucked, and we talked to him for like a decent amount of time. He is
So
so
nice.
we the two of us were like applauding him in the audience, and we felt like we were like applauding a friend. Like we just
Right?
loved him so much when we met him after Shucked.
He's so sweet. He deserves this. He
Deserves
deserves
every second of it. So the rankings are in. Obviously we have the
it.
same score because we rated it the same way. It's not what I expected.
Oh.
It's an 8.75 out of 10. I thought we were going to be in the nines.
But it makes sense because the set.
The
And
set
the
and the ambiance.
ambiance and crowd control. So I guess it really doesn't affect the book. Like, we love the book, the casting and all that. We just
The
wish some things were
costumes.
heightened. Yeah. So we still recommend.
Yeah. I mean, really, the set design is what takes you out of it a bit. But if you can look past that, like, then you're
Yeah.
fine. Like, obviously, there are some people who are really nitpicky with sets, and something like that
Yeah.
will bother them. But for us, we were just in the moment and we were enjoying it. You know, we're part of our job is to sit and really evaluate it and break it down. So
Yeah.
that is why we have to score it the way we did. But overall, the show itself is fantastic. Really
Yeah,
recommend.
I want to go again. I want to be in the orchestra this time.
100%. I want to be closer. And
Yeah.
we will be. I think we should just get tickets. Let's treat ourselves.
Yeah, we should
Treat
look on SeatGeek.
yourself.
Yeah,
Treat
definitely.
yourself. Well, anyway, I guess that is it for this week, guys.
Yeah.
By the time this podcast comes out, it's going to be already after Thanksgiving. So I hope you all
Insane.
had an amazing and fun Thanksgiving.
Oh, and I'm gonna have new hair.
Yes, Skylar's gonna have new hair. She's getting a little
Yeah,
makeover.
iconic.
We're both getting
That's
new
what's more exciting than
glasses.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, we're both
Yeah.
getting new glasses. Oh, look at
Yeah,
us.
we're getting some makeovers here.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, I hope you all have an amazing week. And once again, you can follow us on our social media platforms on TikTok at Love Letters to BWay with one Y, or on Instagram at Love Letters to BWay with two Ys, because one Y wasn't available and it all sucks. And once again,
Nobody
Skylar
can
with the
see my
thumbs
interpretive
down.
dancing.
Yeah, Skylar's dancing to me talking. And like always, if anyone has any business inquiries for us,
Please.
you can reach us at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, it's at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. I think we can reach 24/7 because I don't sleep.
If you want to message at 5 a.m., I'll be here.
Yeah, Skylar is on for the 1 hour where I'm sleeping.
Yes, and especially Wicked. Please reach
What?
out.
Oh yeah, Wicked? Yeah, reach out to us because
Please.
we're gonna hype you up next week. Trust
We
me.
are. We're going to talk about it next week. So go see the movie so that we don't spoil anything. We're waiting a little bit, but right now, this week, you need to see it. You listening?
Yeah.
Go see Wicked.
Yeah, you all have homework. If you haven't seen it
Homework.
yet, hurry up.
Due next Sunday.
Hop to it.
Yeah, because we're going to go again. Well, definitely. Before
Wow.
then.
There's no question about it. You kidding me? We're
Are you
going.
kidding me?
We're going.
Iconic.
And then when the movie comes out, like to rent or buy, we're gonna do a Bridgerton marathon right into Wicked.
That's such a good idea. All
We're doing a Jonathan
right.
Bailey day.
I'll be there at 7 a.m.
7 a.m. ends at midnight or later.
Full time, 7 a.m. Got it.
Well, have a great week, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Have a Thanksgiving.
See ya.
Bye.